When Boston Public Schools open next month, one of the problems administrators want to address is the high rate of chronic absenteeism. 3 out of every 10 Boston Public School students missed 18 days of school or more in the last school year. It's one of the highest rates of absenteeism in the country. The most chronically absent students are Black or Latino boys. WBUR's Tanya Mosley has this report on what the school system hopes to do about it.
Omarin Khan is desperate. He's got no high school diploma, no job, and no prospects. Khan's meeting with the Boston Public School Reengagement Center in Roxbury. At 21 years old, he's trying to get back into high school.
It will make me happy because I really am focusing and determined to turn my life around, you know, and just be a student.
As a kid, Khan was small for his age and says he was bullied a lot. He went to 3 different middle schools. And at one point, after his best friend was shot and killed over a bike, he just stopped going to school.
I felt scared all the time, vulnerable, very vulnerable.
Khan was drifting. And by 19, he felt completely out of place being in a class with 9th graders. Plus, his mom was carrying the weight of feeding 3 kids. He needed to work.
I just noticed, like, she didn't have enough to give me. I just said, you know, I guess, like, I need the money, you know.
Khan's experience is common here in Boston. The latest report from the Federal Office of Civil Rights shows that in 2014, 17,000 BPS students, K through 12, missed more than 18 days of school. Most live at or below the poverty line. 8 out of every 10 are Black or Latino. Most are teenage boys. 20 years ago, Manny Allen was one of those boys. As the oldest of 7 kids raised by a single mother, Allen dropped out of school to start working. He had to be the man of the house.
Manny, why do you think it's so hard for Black and Latino men?
There aren't a lot of examples, or enough examples, or even examples that you would accept when you're young of what a standard man is. So you kind of make it up. And that's the beginning of it. You know, if you don't have that definition, that model, then you're free to make it up or to believe anything.
Allen's now the re-engagement manager working with Khan. His job is to help high school kids get back into BPS. It's part of a partnership with the Boston Private Industry Council.
Which one would that be? Is this the same address, though, right?
On this day, Allen and his team of volunteers head out to Hyde Park with a list. 128 names of students who've missed so many days, they're considered dropouts. And while Hyde Park is mostly made up of single-family homes, Allen points out that most of the students on this list live in the neighborhood's housing projects.
A lot of our students come from impoverished backgrounds, and poverty teachers has its own lessons to teach.
Hi, are you Raymond? Hi, my name is Kayla, and I'm from Boston Public School. We have your name as a student who might have possibly left high school without a high school diploma. Is that correct?
Turns out this student has already registered to go back to school. But when it comes to chronic absenteeism, there is another issue here. BPS has historically high rates of suspensions for not only Black teenage boys, but Black students with learning disabilities. These kids get sent home from school, they fall behind, and the cycle of skipping out begins. Colin Rose is in charge of finding ways to close the achievement gaps within BPS. He says when it comes to this issue, the district is taking a hard look at itself.
One major push we're making is kind of trying to explore as a district our bias. So looking at issues around implicit bias and internalized racism and white privilege, because people come in with a certain frame, a cultural frame, to the classroom, to the work, and have certain expectations for behaviors.
They're looking at what's happening in the classroom, the specific ways poverty, home life, and social influences affect Black boys, and using this information to build targeted programs like My Brother's Keeper, an initiative that is part mentorship, part intervention. Meanwhile, the clock is ticking for Omarin Khan. He's hoping to get into Boston Adult Academy to finish his high school diploma. At 21 years old, he's at the cutoff line.
That's what I'm working on, you know, planning on going back, re-enrolled, and more stronger than ever, headstrong.
Manny Allen knows the desperation Khan feels. After quitting school, he went back at 19, then on to college and graduate school. As he wraps up a day of door knocking, Allen looks at his list. He made a few contacts today.
I'm really, really big about kind of planting that seed that we are here. When you're ready and if you ever need us, give us a call. And we honor that.
This type of work is sometimes hard to measure. But maybe, Allen believes, it's one step forward in the complex task of making school work for all students. For 90.9 WBUR and Edify, I'm Tanya Mosley.